The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peake, reading today from the October 7th, 2024 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Today's first article, The Tune-In Alert, your handy guide to soaps the week of October the 7th. From The Bold and Beautiful, Will wrangles Liam to be his wingman with awkward results on Monday, October the 7th, while Carter and Hope surrender to their passion and share a sizzling hot kiss. Will convinces Liam to see a different perspective on Tuesday, October the 8th. Liam and Hope reflect upon their relationship with Beth as their strong point on Wednesday, October the 9th, while Ridge has a hard time keeping Taylor's secret from Steffi. On Thursday, October the 10th, Taylor and Ridge have a heart-to-heart about sharing her diagnosis. Liam makes a surprising offer to Hope, and Carter keeps his burgeoning relationship with Hope from Ridge and Brooke. With undeniable chemistry, Carter and Hope fall into a sexy kiss on Friday, October the 11th, and Ridge presents Taylor with a soothing and mindful way to heal. From Days of Our Lives, Leo makes a slip in front of Chad's kids and Julie, while Abigail suggests to Chad they make a trip on Monday, October the 7th. Alex and Stephanie share a steamy moment on Tuesday, October the 8th, as Hattie challenges Leo over his actions. Eric confronts Melinda over her role in the baby switch on Wednesday, October the 9th, and on Thursday, October the 10th, Clyde orders a horrified Mark to do the unthinkable, and EJ refuses to allow Sarah to recant her statement about Brady. Xander tries to trick Kristen on Friday, October the 11th, while Eric and Sarah compare notes about Brady and Fiona. From General Hospital this week, Lucas visits Bobby's grave on Monday, October the 7th. Holly encounters Brennan. Robert makes a promise, and Lois is unnerved, and Chase and Brooke Lynn are in a shock. On Tuesday, October the 8th, Robert and Holly get reacquainted. Sam goes to see Alexis. Elizabeth fears for Lucky. Anna cautions Brennan, and Mac gives his 2 cents. Laura returns to town on Wednesday, October the 9th, as Anna and Jason clear the air. Carla meets with Brennan. Lucky seeks assistance, and Sonny briefs Christina. Lucky and Laura have an emotional reunion on Tuesday, October the 10th. Dante is hopeful. Sonny issues orders to Diane. Michael runs interference, and Jason is reluctant. On Friday, October the 11th, Sonny makes a big decision. Anna questions Carly. Brad confides in Cody. Martin and Alexis strategize, and Ava has an unpleasant run-in. And from The Young and Restless, Sharon makes a bold move on Monday, October the 7th, while Claire confronts Kyle about his past with Audra, and Daniel breaks bad news to Lucy. On Tuesday, October the 8th, Victor causes mischief for the Abbotts. Chance gives Daniel a warning, and Nick finds himself caught between Phyllis and Sharon. Sharon receives mixed signals from Nick on Wednesday, October the 9th. Cole questions Victoria about their future, and Chance launches an investigation into Heather's death. On Thursday, October the 10th, Victor comes to Abby's rescue. Nikki gets the upper hand in a negotiation, and Chance interrogates Sharon. Victor changes the rules with Lily on Friday, October the 11th. And Jack gives Claire a history lesson, and Nate returns home with surprising news. In our next story, from General Hospital, That Kiss, Secret Spill, and a Return by Diane Brunstein. A kiss is just a kiss. The action in this General Hospital preview for the week of October 7th begins with that awkward moment that went down between Anna and Jason during their mission to save Lucky. These two have yet to speak about it, and the tension is getting to at least one of them. Are we going to talk about that kiss? Asks Anna. The look on Jason's face says it all, as he looks like a deer caught in the headlights. The action then switches to Pentonville, where Sam has gone to visit her incarcerated mother. Alexis has a warning for her oldest daughter. Christina cannot tell anyone about that. Will Sam agree with her the way his thinking? Even more, will Christina agree to keep quiet because she's been known to go rogue? There will be answers. Speaking of which, Christina is doing just that, talking. I have information about the night John Cates was killed. Who is she talking to when she spills this big secret? Next, we see Elizabeth at the General Hospital Nurses Hub approaching Co-Chief of Staff Dr. Cherry Randolph. It's the lab, says the head nurse. Lucky's test results? Inquires a very invested Terry. Everyone wants to see him be a match so the race can be on to save his younger sister, Lulu. But no one cares more than Lucky himself. Well, there may be one person. Lucky is sitting with Lulu's bedside when someone unseen bursts into the room and says his name. The voice is unmistakable to Lucky and the audience. It's their mother, Laura. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. Also, see if it's all for yourself in the preview below for more of what's coming up this week. Be sure to check it out. Also in this issue today from the Soap Opera Digest, Days of Our Lives, I Don't Want to Die by Diane Brunstein. To Be or Not to Be. In the promo for the week of October the 7th on Days of Our Lives, spoilers show that Sarah is trying to absorb that crazy plan that Xander is telling her. A serum from Dr. Rolfe, she says incredulously. As she says the words, we see a very excited Rolfe and Kristen. Wouldn't it be worth it to walk again? Xander asks his emotional wife, who is near tears. What will Sarah decide? Do not go gentle. Get onto the elevator and fall down the shaft. Johnny, in director mode, says matter-of-factly to Hattie on the set of Body and Soul. Abby is there, too, along with the crew, waiting for the actress to literally hit her mark. I don't want to die, Hattie mutters, unable to process to her character's fate. Is this really the end of Hattie's acting career on the Salem-based soap? Fools rush in. I don't think you want to go in there, warns Seth to his curious Johnny. It looks like two people are getting romantic in a room, but who is it? Johnny doesn't look thrilled by the sight that he walks in on. Hop on, Pop. It's a shirtless Alex with a towel around his neck, knocking on the door to Stephanie's apartment. She's all smiles while she answers the door mid-phone call. The look on her face says it all. It was the best of times. Paris, here we come, says Chad, as he and the fake Abigail arrive in the City of Lights. Chad, what is it that if we get married? She asks when we see the two kissing passionately. It was the worst of times. The action quickly switches back to Salem and Statesville Prison's visiting room. You want me to kill Chad? Asks Mark to a vengeful-looking Clyde. The bad guy grins ear to ear as he nods his head yes. Let the wild rumpus start. At Small Bar, Eric is talking with Fiona when he gets a realization. You were with Brady last night, he says as he leans in. You were the hit-and-run driver, he proclaims as Fiona looks stunned. See it for yourself in the video and let us know what you think. For the first look at what's happening on all the soaps next week, including Days of Our Lives. Also in this week's Soap Opera Digest, we have an exclusive from Casting News. Find out when Casey Moss returns to Days of Our Lives as J.J. Devereaux by Mara Levinsky. Back in June, eagle-eyed Days of Our Lives fans noticed that Casey Moss, who first assumed the role of Jack and Jennifer's son, J.J. Devereaux, back in 2013, had tagged the show on his social media account and Digest learned that the actor was indeed back filming in Salem. Now, Digest can report exclusively that Moss's first air date is just around the corner. Mark your calendars for Thursday, October the 17th, as that is the day Moss's JJ will first be seen on the Peacock Subsir. The character of JJ was born on screen on September the 3rd, 2004. Patrick Lockhart helped Jennifer deliver him on the island of Melsowen, where Jennifer was searching for presumed murdered Jack. He was named Jack Patrick in honor of both men. He spent much of his childhood off-screen, but returned to Salem as a teenager when Moss was cast 11 years ago. Moss played the role while a troubled JJ got mixed up with drugs and wound up in jail for a time. JJ fell hard for Paige Larson, and they began a relationship, which went south when JJ fell into the torrid affair with Paige's mother, Eve Donovan. JJ later had sexual entanglements with Gabby Hernandez and Lanny Price and joined the ranks of the Salem Police Department. When he joined the show in JJ's more troubled era, Moss confessed to Soap Opera Digest that he saw a lot of his younger self in the character. JJ was a kid that I used to be a long time ago, he shared. I see JJ as a kid who doesn't feel understood. He's a kid who feels betrayed. He doesn't know how to express himself emotionally, so he's acting out, but in a pretty severe way. I don't see him as a bad kid. JJ is a very sensitive and emotional kid who doesn't know how to control his emotions. He went on to explain, I had a pretty difficult childhood growing up, and so I think it has helped me on Days of Our Lives. Mom's the word. Moss on-screen mother Melissa Reeves, who will also be making a Salem comeback in the near future as Jennifer. Moss, who earned a Daytime Emmy nomination in 2018 as Outstanding Younger Actor, exited the show in 2020. In the storyline, JJ went to Africa following the death of his maternal grandfather, Bill Horton. He made a short-term visit back to the show later that year. In 2022, the actor engaged to longtime love True O'Brien, his former Days love interest. That same year, he returned to Days again for an arc in the wake of the tragic murder of JJ's sister, Abigail. Moss is far from the only popular Days star who has stamped his Salem passport of late. Also in this issue of Soap Opera Digest, the latest, Kelly Monaco on General Hospital Exit. Does it make any sense? By Mara Levinsky. Kelly Monaco, who shot her final General Hospital episode as Sam McCall on September the 27th, after being informed in August that the show was writing her out after nearly 21 years, shared a behind-the-scenes photo of her final scenes with her on-screen family, known to fans as the Davis Girls. On-screen sister Kate Mancey, on-screen mother Nancy Lee Graham, and on-screen sister Kristen Viganos. Her poignant caption read, Last scene with the Davis Girls. Still doesn't make any sense to me. News of Monaco's departure from the show, which, thus far, General Hospital has not offered official comment on, triggered a massive response from the fans, many of whom rallied around Monaco and fought for the show to reverse its decision. The fan-led campaign included a petition that declared, We are making a plea to the producers and the network. Keep Kelly Monaco on General Hospital. By signing this petition, you are standing with thousands of General Hospital fans in preserving a valuable part of the show's history. It's time to respect the dedication and emotional investment of the viewers and especially Kelly, who has dedicated their time and heart into the character. Join us in this critical rallying cry. Let's keep Kelly Monaco on General Hospital. As of October the 6th, it had well over 16,000 signatures. Fans are also continuing to flood social media with hashtags in support of Monaco and her Port Charles alter ego, such as hashtag Stand With Kelly, hashtag Save Kelly, and hashtag Save Sam McCall. The actress's mother, Carmina Monaco, addressed the outcry as well as the grassroots effort undertaken by fans in a heartfelt post on X, previously Twitter, on her daughter's last day on the job. "I want to take this moment to reach out to Kelly's incredible fans and express my deepest gratitude for the unwavering love, loyalty, and support you've shown her throughout her time on General Hospital," she wrote. On this final day, just 4 days shy of the anniversary of her first episode on October the 1st, 2003, Kelly will close the door of her dressing room for the last time. "This moment is a difficult one, but knowing that she has had such an incredible, devoted fan base has given her strength. You've stood by her through every twist and turn, celebrating her achievements and providing comfort in the hard times. Your love and dedication have meant more than words can express, not only to Kelly, but to all of us who care so deeply for her. Thank you for being there, for believing in her, and for reminding her of the impact she's made. We will always be grateful for you standing with her through it all." Monaco's last episode will air later this fall, and she indicated that she plans to give a proper statement regarding her exit. Also in this episode of Soap Opera Digest, from the Opinion, "Did Sharon really kill Heather on The Young and Restless? Drama or fake out?" by Diane Brunstein. The Thursday, September 26th episode of The Young and Restless left viewers' jaws on the floor as the dramatic confrontation between Heather and Sharon came to a shocking, albeit slightly ambiguous, conclusion. And viewer intrigue has only intensified as the events of the past week have unfolded. Not only was it unclear how Heather became a bloody mess since no blood was present before Sharon blacked out and came to, finding the other woman dead, but if Sharon did commit such a horrifying crime as murder, how will the show ensure that the long-running heroine played by Sharon Case remains a viable player in the Genoa City landscape? One theory running through the fan discourse online is that because we did not see how the actual death took place, Young and Restless has deliberately and strategically given itself the ability to ultimately absolve Sharon of the crime by revealing that someone else was responsible. A fake-out would be on the brand for soap. How many promos over the past couple of years had something exciting happen that once the episode aired, it turned out to be a character's fantasy, and things have not always been what they appeared to be when it comes to death in Sharon's storylines before. Remember when she helped bury JT's corpse in 2018 and he was actually alive? Some sort of soapy twist wherein Sharon isn't a guilty party would surely allow the show to have its cake and it too by giving us juicy, over-the-top melodrama honoring Sharon Case's 30th anniversary on the show without writing one of their most important heroines into a corner. Then again, is Sharon even really in a corner right now? Assuming Sharon is the responsible party as she appears to be, there would be plenty of character witnesses available to say that Sharon wasn't in her right mind. After all, she was obviously off her bipolar medication and racked by the grief and guilt she felt about daughter Cassie's passing. Even longtime rival Phyllis, who will be livid when the truth all comes out, would acknowledge that she herself quickly realized that something was wrong with Sharon. If Sharon stood trial for the killing of Heather and got off and swore she'd never stop taking her medication again, facing people in town with everyone knowing what she did would still certainly be a turning point for the character, who has enjoyed being the de facto moral center of Genoa City for years. Could her loved ones, as ex-husband Nick, daughters Faith and Mariah, son Noah, etc., ever look at her the same way? This could fuel story for years. There is also the Daniel and Lucy angle. Phyllis, coming to find out that Sharon, of all people, killed the woman her son loved and who was an essential mother figure for her granddaughter, is likely to send the tension between Nick's two ex-wives into the stratosphere, even if Sharon's name is ultimately cleared. Meanwhile, Lucy was already lashing out at the world and wrestling with the loss of Heather. Will this be a defining moment in her development? Will she try to make Sharon pay? Not that we believe that DNA is destiny, but Lucy is the biological granddaughter of two of Young and Restless' most legendary bad girls, Phyllis and Sheila Carter. If anything could speed her transition from rebellious teen to actual menace, the potential threat to Sharon, it's a storyline with stakes as high as the ones the Young and Restless has mounted here. And with Vale Bloom hinting to TV Insider that Heather may well be making more appearances, chances are high that a ghost or hallucinated version of Heather is poised to enter the storyline as it unfolds, potentially haunting Sharon and maybe Lucy too. Take it all back. Even if it turns out that Sharon isn't guilty of killing Heather, the drama that from The Young and Restless is able to milk from this meaty plot will be worth it. We've gotten to see some incredible performances, and it's only at the beginning of the story. We fully expect the fallout to be a must-see TV, as the ripple effects from the one night continue to be felt for weeks and even months to come. And isn't that what soap opera viewers want from their daily drama? Way to go, Young and Restless! Also in this week's Soap Opera Digest, breaking news, More Huge Days Returns announced, is Your Favorite on the List by Mara Levinsky. Days of Our Lives is welcoming a slew of fan favorites back to the canvas for the show's upcoming 60th anniversary year. Hot on the heels of the news that Allison Sweeney, Christian Alfonso, and Peter Raquel are set to return comes a new wave of casting info sure to warm the hearts of longtime fans. TV Insider was the first to report that Christy Clark, Leanne Hunley, Victoria Conifal, Chandler Massey, Theo Pengilis, Melissa Reeves, and Charles Shaughnessy are all set to come back in the 2025 episodes. Matthew Ashford, who recently wrapped up a visit to Salem as Jack Devereux, will also be returning again. Executive producer Ken Corday told TV Insider exclusively, "We always love it when members of our beloved family return to Salem," adding, "Fans are really going to enjoy what we have in store beginning this fall and well into next year." All eight returning actors have long histories with Days of Our Lives. Clark joined the show in 1986 as Anna and Roman's then Wayne Northrop's daughter and exited in 1991. She returned the following year and played Carrie through 1999 before coming back again for a 2005-2006 stint and additional stints in 2010, 2011-12, and 2017-19. In 2021, she reprised Carrie for the Days spinoff Beyond Salem, which streamed on Peacock. Hunley's association with Days of Our Lives began back in 1982, and for her work as Anna, she was awarded the Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actress in 1986. That same year, she wrapped her first Salem run, but reprised Anna from 2007 to 2010 and from 2017 to 2023, also appearing on its streaming spinoffs. Conifal assumed the role of Hope and Beau's beloved daughter and future half of the mega-popular Ben Ciara coupling alongside Robert Scott Wilson, who now plays Alexis Caracas in the 2017 and appeared on Days and Beyond Salem spinoff through 2023. Massey was cast as Sammy and Lucas Horton's son back in 2010. His first stint concluded in 2014 and earned him 3 Daytime Emmy Awards in the Outstanding Younger Actor category. Massey made history as the first male actor playing a gay character to win a Daytime Emmy. He reclaimed the role in 2017, played Will on Beyond Salem in 2021, and was last on the canvas in 2023. Pengilis made his Days debut in 1981 as the dashing and devious Tony DeMira, and in 1983 he also began portraying Tony's look-alike cousin, Andre. Pengilus exited in 1985 but returned as Tony from 1993 to 1996. When he came back in 2002, he portrayed both roles through 2005 and reprised both roles again from 2007 to 2009. He returned as Tony in 2019 and went on to play Tony on Days and its streaming spinoffs through 2023. Melissa Reeves was introduced as Jennifer Rose Horton back in 1985. She exited 10 years later, returning from 2000 to 2006 and 2010 to 2020. Caddy McLean has subsequently played the role, most recently in August 2024. It was announced in April of 24 that she was returning to the show in episodes airing later this year. And in our final story today, some casting news, exclusive. Jeannie Francis returns to General Hospital. Find out when Laura is back, by Mara Levinsky. Back on August the 28th episode of General Hospital, married's Laura and Kevin set out for Africa on a mission to track down her missing in-action son, Lucky, who Laura fervently hoped would be a compatible donor for her daughter, Lulu, who was in a desperate need of a liver transplant. This signaled the start of beloved actress Jeannie Francis's annual summer hiatus from the show. But especially in light of Lucky's recent rescue from the evil clutches of Jan Sidwell by Anna and Jason, and his subsequent touchdown back in Port Charles, fans have been left wondering not only what the heck Laura and Kevin have been doing with themselves, but when they can expect to see Laura back on the canvas. Reunited and it feels so good. Happily, Soap Opera Digest can report that the wait is just about over. Frances has been back filming for several weeks, and her first episode will be airing in the coming week, on Wednesday, October the 9th, to be exact, barring any unforeseen preemptions. As for the long-awaited mother-son scenes between Laura and Lucky that viewers have been longing to see, well, we've got good news about that, too. Frances's very first scenes upon her return are with Jonathan Jackson, and they will play out deeper into the week. Expect a very emotional encounter between Lulu's mom and brother, as Laura's return will occur at a pivotal point in the unfolding family crisis surrounding the comatose Lulu's failing health. Frances and Jackson first began working together in 1993 when Frances returned to the show alongside Anthony Geary, as the show introduced the super couple's son. Jackson was only 11 years old at the time he landed the coveted role. Jackson exited in 1999, and by the time he returned as an adult in 2010, Frances had left the show. They overlapped briefly when Jackson popped back in 2015 for a handful of episodes in conjunction with Geary's retirement. But the arc kicking off next week marks the first sustained overlap of GH in 25 years. Frances made it clear how much she was looking forward to once again sharing the stage with Jackson when the news of his return to the Port Charles landscape first broke. Cheering on X, formerly Twitter, "Dear sweet Jonathan Jackson, this show is so lucky to have you back. I am overjoyed. Can't wait to work with you again." Jackson echoed the sentiment in an interview with TV Insider, noting, "Working with Jeannie was a big personal incentive to come back, because when I was there in 2010 and 2011, Jeannie wasn't on the show, and I always kind of felt like I missed out on working with her as an adult. So I'm very excited about that, obviously." Thank you for joining me today for the Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peake for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.